Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is with us. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting. The list is long of the books that he's written. He is the chief home officer. He's the guy we go to when we're trying to find out how to those in the small business sector who are micropreneurs, parties of one, or a party of one, I guess I should say. Parties, I guess that's kind of a contradiction. Parties of one, you can't have that, can you? Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Parties of one is a bunch of
home officers get together to network.
Parties of one, yeah, that's a contradiction, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If you have parties, that's more than one, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
That's sort of like attorneys general. That's a weird term.
It always sounds strange.
Hey, Jeffrey, one of the things that you and I have been around as small business owners for a long time, our careers began about the same year, small business owners, way back in 89, as I remember. And you, even though I'm a lot older than you, our small business ownership careers have pretty much spanned quite a bit of territory when it comes to the evolution and the development of technology and various capabilities. When you and I first started, when the moment I started my show, my small business, my consulting company, in 89, there were cell phones, but there weren't many.
Right.
And the first one I got was bolted to the floor of my car, right?
Right, exactly. It wasn't a cell phone. It was a car phone.
That's exactly right. And so, and I had a computer, but I wasn't connected to, there was no internet in those days.
Not for us to use.
There was, you could connect to some of the server, some of the, like, what was Prodigy and some of those things.
Exactly.
But anyway, we've come a long way. And one of the great things that I know you've been tracking a lot lately, That's been incredibly helpful for small business, are all the powerful tools that have been incrementalized for small businesses from a capability standpoint, but especially from the price standpoint, so much so that many of them are free.
Right.
Talk to us about what you've been working on.
Yeah, I got to make one comment about that it's been a wonderful time to be an entrepreneur, especially over the past 8 to 10 years where the internet has really taken off and free apps that we're going to talk about in a minute have come along. But certainly to have launched our businesses back in the late 80s and then see it go from, you know, from dot matrix printer and faxing to 1,200 baud modems and email and the like, and these proprietary servers like Prodigy and AOL and things like that and CompuServe to what we have today. And one of the things that I have going on is, as a small business owner, you know, we're obviously always trying to control costs as much as possible. And I don't think you can get a better control of costs than free. And so
That's
many
right.
apps have come along. It was like some big statement when AOL decided they were going to make their service free. And they had gone from whatever, $9.95 a month, $14.95
right.
a month to free. And now you look at all the services that are out there, like Google and Gmail and Google Docs and Google Calendar and Google Contacts and all the things that you use
yep.
there, to things that become even, they take it in a different direction, but still communicating. I use a service called freeconferencecall.com, which is, as it says,
mm-hmm.
you can make free, it's a free bridge service for conference calling.
Right.
It's a toll number, so it's, you know, in Iowa somewhere or
right.
North Dakota, but most people have free unlimited long distance anyway. You can record them, you can get someone to help you out, you can do all these different things. My band will be playing this weekend, and last night we were demoing Ustream.
It's a country band, right?
It's a country, but we play both kinds of music, country and Western.
Ah.
We were demoing Ustream.tv, which is a free streaming and recording service for audio video. So I'm using it for a band, but what if you put on a seminar and you wanted people around the world to be able to watch your
seminar. What if you just wanted to demonstrate how your product works?
Absolutely.
You have a new application, some new capability, and you would just want to demonstrate that to your customers. And can you then put it on your website?
You can record it, and it comes with an embed code.
Wow.
So you can embed it within your website.
It's hosted in the cloud.
Right, absolutely, which means it's out there on the internet.
It's on their servers, but you access it in the cloud.
Exactly, and then you just either share the link with people. You can send them the URL, the link, or you can embed the code on your website.
Folks, just look. If you're driving, don't do this, but unfocus your eyes and just think. I mean, just listen to what Jeff is talking about. Don't try to get out front of any of this stuff. If you haven't been using some of this capability, especially some of the stuff that's available in the cloud, you and I used to call them ASPs, application service providers.
Right.
Years ago, how many times did we talk about this? 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
But now it's in the cloud, and I mean, just kind of soak up all the stuff that Jeff's talking about. The capability is enormous. And the power, the leverage power, Jeff, that we have now in these cases for free, and they're not some scaled down, lousy demo stuff. These are high performing applications that are free, aren't they?
Full applications.
Look, I'll give you an example. The Google Calendar. We now use that in my operation. Anybody wants to put something on the calendar that we have to do, any of my folks, wherever we are, we put it in the calendar, everybody sees it immediately.
And what's cool about something like Google Calendar, for example, which I also use, and I sync it to my BlackBerry, so anytime I update my BlackBerry or update my calendar within minutes, if not, you know, up to an hour, it's all synced back and forth, so everything's up there, and then the family can share. If you have family calendars, you can set them, and you can have those synchronized.
Yep.
But the cool thing is about all these, and this gets back to the...
And don't forget the reminder.
The reminders.
I've got the Droid software on an HTC phone, and folks, I'm just mentioning these brands. They're not paying me anything.
We mention these
brands so you know what we use, and you can make up your own mind. You can try these if you want to. But anyway, and if I have something on my calendar, it reminds me.
I set mine to remind me 1 hour out and then 15 minutes out because ADD Jeffy here sometimes forgets things as quickly as they come.
Yeah.
But the real issue is how all of these, not only because they are what we call application service, you know, services, so they're hosted applications out there, anytime they make an upgrade, the upgrade is pushed out to your use.
That's the beauty of the cloud, folks.
Absolutely.
And this is where things are going. We're going to come back and talk about more of this capability that's available to you right now after these messages. 20 after, Jeff Zabar is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can do on any topic under the sun. You can read, listen, ask questions, find out what you need right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jeffrey Zabar has established and produced and allows us to maintain a significant body of work on our website that he's contributed to us over the years, for which we're very grateful. Jeffrey, but tell us how they can find you, where you live, where you hang out.
The easiest way to find me is chiefhomeofficer.com, and then they can link out to Twitter and Facebook and all the other things I got going on from there.
So check it out, chiefhomeofficer.com. Don't forget to check his books out. Jeff, we're talking about some of the power that's available, incredible power that's available now for free. And you know, Jeff, we keep talking about free stuff. There's a lot of free stuff. But even the stuff that costs you money these days.
Right.
For $40 a year or $9.95 a month or whatever the charge is, some of the capability is unbelievable. And it's not only helping companies save money, it's giving them access to leverage that that people didn't have even 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
Some of it 2 years ago.
Yeah, and some of it's out there right now, and people still aren't using it, which is the point of us bringing it up here.
Yeah.
You just have to, as you said, pause and think about what your company could do with free video. Think about what your company can. It doesn't even have to be free. I mean, in the sense of, you know, you could go out and buy a nice little video cam, buy a flip video, a little high-def video cam for less than $200, and you know, shoot a video of your product in action. Shoot a video of you speaking. Shoot a little intro video for your website.
And
shoot
don't worry. You don't have to. In this day and time, in the circumstances we're talking about, don't worry that it doesn't look professional.
Right. It's not about production value.
I mean, the clunky, grainy stuff almost is charming to some people, isn't it?
Right. And what it is
and, I mean, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Yeah.
Have you seen the commercial, the cranberry commercial, where the two guys are standing out knee-deep in cranberries?
Right, exactly.
You know, they're kind of goofy and hicky, you know, and that kind of thing. And they're charming, though, the way they – I mean, that's the kind of thing you can do with these things.
Right, right. And that's – you know, no one cares about what they call production value in the parlance of the video, you know, production world. It's called production value. That's where the lighting is right and the makeup is right and, you know, quiet on the set. No one cares about that for the most part. I mean, depends on whether you care about it, and that's fine. Whether you want, but don't let production value, for example, hold you up. Don't let the fact that but Ustream.tv is free and it's a little bit grainy and that. Well, if that's the cost of at least getting something up online, then use it. And if other people have other ideas, email Jim or email me, you know, to let me know of some other ideas, and we'll bring them up next time. But the idea is to use what they're giving you for free out there.
Right.
And if you feel the need to upgrade to higher quality for a small fee or whatever, then do what you got to do. But explore, you know, search for free communications tools on the internet or free video services or free video tools or things like that, just to learn what's out there, explore and take off the blinders and think about how these applications can help your business. Because even if you run any number of firms, if you run a plumbing firm or a home remodeling firm, you say, here's some video of a before and after of a job we did, or here's how to replace a kitchen sink, you know, things that also help with search.
Right.
So all of this stuff becomes content about you on the web, if utilized correctly, can effectively raise your stature on the internet, and it all comes back.
And especially with local search.
Right, right.
And if people can find you through local search, folks, that's two of the most powerful words that's going to be part of your life. If you're a Main Street small business and you don't have a web presence of some kind, for which almost you can have for free now too.
Right.
You can get a website developed for free.
Oh, absolutely.
You can develop your own for free. Your internet connection may take cost. It'll cost you $35 to record a URL with NetSol or somebody like that.
That could be even less than $10
maybe,
to go to some of the other guys.
Maybe so, but still, local search is huge.
Right.
And if another thing, Jeff, I want to point out that you mentioned off the air that I wanted to make sure we talked about for a second, and that's that's Skype.
Right.
Skype, folks, is a communication capability that is free. You can dial, you can call anybody Skype to Skype for free around the world, and you pay a little money if you want to call a regular phone number. But Jeff, it also has video.
Skype has video, and it's funny because I turned on.
And the quality of Skype, Jeff, pardon me, the quality of Skype has increased and is very near to perfect.
It's better than talking on a phone. I mean, I'll talk to my brother in you know, 25, 30 miles north of me in Florida, or I'll talk to my sister up in New York, and, you know, and she's 1,500 miles away or so, and you just can't tell that the person isn't talking, you know, from in the room. It's kind of like that video on TV where the two guys are upside down with their ears and near their mouths. And sounds
that's
like
a really
right
weird
here.
Commercial, Jeff.
It's some wacky stuff.
That's just too weird. But folks, take Jeff's recommendations to heart. A lot of free stuff out there. A lot of capability that's powerful will help you leverage your business. Check it out. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Thanks for the wisdom.
Always great to be with you.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.